with a smile on my face. Jumped out of bed, took a shower, dressed, cleaned up my place. Grab my keys, grab my purse, grab my jacket off to work. Beaming all the way down Third. Is it the way you love me, baby? Is it the tonight, my man's coming through.
Oh, word?
Yeah. We gon' have to connect some other time. As much as I like to shake my thing on the dance floor, I got another nasty freaky just right where you're mine. Tonight, I'm gonna be the
Hello everyone, this is Garden Hour and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hi, I'm back this week. I feel like I haven't been here in a long time, even though it's only been 2 weeks. But the song I just played was The Way by Jill Scott. Such a good song. I need to listen to more Jill Scott. I only know 2 songs by her. This week I'm playing a lot of songs that I've played before on the radio, but they just feel important to me, so I'm just gonna give them another go, or like a fifth go. I'm gonna talk about my Spotify Wrapped, but I'm gonna do that later. I'll talk more later. The next song I'm gonna play is Time Will Tell by Blood Orange. I think I've played the song like a million times already, but it's just too good. It's just too good. So here we go. Time Will Tell, Blood Orange.
Thank you.
can figure this and work it out. No one's waiting for you anyway, so don't be stressed now. Even if it's something that you got your eye on, is what it is. Time will tell if you can figure this and work it out. No one's waiting for you anyway, don't be stressed now. Let you get your eye on is what it is.
And it keeps on
vanishing, eating wrong. Tell me it's the perfect time. Oh, oh.
And it keeps on turning.
Do you all be waiting? Haven't been ready for. Yeah, yeah.
And it keeps on
coming. Don't be stressed now. Even if it's something that you catch your eye on, it is what it is. Even if it's all you know, just keep your heart in. Any way to keep it up, just never let
and
you see
it.
Even if it's something that you catch your eye on, is what it is.
Yeah.
I wasted
Chicago, I feel it. Another version of me. I was in it. Oh, I waved goodbye to the end of beginning.
Okay, now it's PSA time. Numbers to think about: world wealth distribution. The world's eighth richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's combined population. According to Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these eight men own the same 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about for WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yep, numbers to think about. And the song I just played was End of Beginning by DeJoe. I think it's the guy from Stranger Things, like Steve. And I like that song. Next, I'm playing Take the Box by Amy Winehouse. I just heard it for the first time like a week ago, and I can't stop listening to it. It's just so good. And I'm pretty sure she wrote it or came out with it when she was 19. And anytime I hear something about someone doing stuff when they're like 19, 20, like 21 my age, it sends me into the deepest panic. But, you know, it's fine. Take the Box, Amy Winehouse. Enjoy.
Your neighbors were screaming, I don't have a key for downstairs. So I punched all the buzzers, hoping it wouldn't be there. And now my head's hurting. You say I always get my own way, but you were in. Got nothing to say. You're so beautiful before today. And then I heard what you say. Man, that was ugly. The Martino bra you bought me last Christmas.
Put it in the box.
Frank's in there. Just take it, take the bus, take the bus. I came home this evening, and nothing felt like how it should be. I feel like writing you a letter, but that. You know me, feel so fucking angry. Don't wanna be reminded of you. But when I left my shit in your kitchen, I said goodbye to your bedroom. It smelled of you. Mr. Falls pretends you don't make sense. I just don't know you. But you make me cry.
In there, I don't care.
Song is called Oral by Bjork and Rosalia. I never really thought that we would get a Bjork and Rosalia song, and I didn't know what it would sound like, but it's so good. It's really just so good. And now I want to talk about Spotify Wrapped, because Spotify Wrapped has always been like the one thing I look forward to most in the year. And I've had my Spotify account since 2016, so I have my like top 100 playlists for the past 8 years, which is a really long time. I think that's 8 years. Is that 9? Wait. No, 8. Yeah, 8 years. I'll say one qualm I have with Spotify Wrapped is that I think sometimes, not, this is like not serious at all, but like I think people get in their heads about it, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going to be on my thing, and I hope I'm not like subconsciously listening to music just so like it will get on there or so that like it won't, but I think I'm just an overthinker. Yeah, my like top artist this year was Yeet was my number one, and that's because he's like my default music. Like if I'm walking to class, when I'm driving, things like that, I just like listening to him. And also I think there was like some shift in my friend group because 4 out of the 6 members of my friend group had Yeet as like their either first or second most listened to artist. So it was like a collective thing. My second was Always, and I expected that. I listened to their album Blue Rev every day. Like I listened to it every day for the past year. My third was Deftones, which I didn't think it'd be that high up on there. But with all of those artists, the month I listened to them the most was February. And I think that like, especially for like Yeet and Deftones, when it's really cold outside and it's depressing, I just want to hear really loud music and like drown everything out. So I think I just like really only listened to like them for like 2 months straight and then haven't as much. And then my fourth was Lana Del Rey, which was like expected. Fifth was Clairo, which was expected. She was my number one for like the past like 2 years prior, so she's like fallen down a bit. I'll talk about the songs later, but I want to talk about like my top songs since 2016, because it's just, I feel like my music taste has not changed that much since I was literally 13 years old, and now I'm like almost 21, and I'm like, which is kind of weird, but in 2016, my number one listened to song was I Know It's Over by The Smiths. I don't know, I had no business listening to that song enough to where it was my number one played song, but whatever. And then my second was Chimera by Hannah, whatever. 2017, my number one song was Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend, and my second song was In Your Eyes by Bad Bad Not Good. 2018, my number one song was Radio by Lana Del Rey, and my second was Belly Ache by Billie Eilish. That was like the, never mind. 2019, I went through this huge, huge, huge Playboy Cardi phase, and my top like 5 songs were all Playboy Cardi, and my first was Top, and my second was Flex. In 2020, I discovered Phoebe Bridgers. My number one listened to song was Motion Sickness. My second was Impossible by Clairo. 2021, my number one listened to song was Harbor by Clairo, and then Chinese Satellite by Phoebe Bridgers. 2022, my number one listened to song was I'll Haunt You by Tennis, and then Harbor by Clairo again. 2023, my most listened to song was Tom Verlaine by Always, and Big Tonka by Yeet. I don't know, like, I guess those songs are kind of different. I can see, like, I can tell where I was, like, in life based off of, like, the first 2 songs. And I don't know, it's just interesting to see it all laid out, but also I'm like, it's not really necessary. I don't know. I think I'm trying to make more meaning out of it than it actually is. Like, I don't actually need to know any of this information, but it's like cool, I guess, to know. And I wonder what next year is gonna be, I guess. Now I'm gonna play like songs that are like, I don't know, sentimental, fun songs that I like. Not fun. Next I'm playing Martin Fierro by Juana Molina. This, I think, is my favorite song ever. I think it's the most beautiful song I've ever heard. And like, that's all I can say about it. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
as the sun slips over my shoulder, I can tell I've been getting older, drawn to you like the horizon. I'm the first one to break the silence.
This is Garden Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you enjoyed my show. I'll be back in 2 weeks on December 18th for my last show. And today I'm going to close out with my number one played song of 2023, which was Tom Verlaine by Always. I listened to this song 272 times, apparently, and it just never gets old to me. I hope you come back next week or in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
good.